Oregon's Death with Dignity Act was intensely debated yesterday in a hearing before a federal appeals court in Portland. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is weighing whether Attorney General John Ashcroft has the authority to block doctors from prescribing lethal drugs under the state-assisted suicide law. In the 5 years that the law has been in effect, at least 129 people have ended their lives with the help of a physician. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
The case began after Attorney General John Ashcroft issued an order in November 2001 saying doctors cannot use federally regulated drugs for assisted suicide. The state of Oregon and supporters of its one-of-a-kind Death with Dignity Act sued, saying states traditionally regulate the practice of medicine, and Oregon voters twice approved this law. Last year, a lower court agreed. But Justice Department Attorney Gregory Katsas, making Ashcroft's case to the Ninth Circuit, said it is Oregon that's breaking tradition by allowing a practice considered taboo since the days of Hippocrates and banned in most states.
The only plausible basis for saying that the Attorney General is legally prohibited from following a 2,000-year, 44-plus state tradition is the argument that he is bound to follow state law in construing this federal statute.
But the federal statute on controlled substances that is the basis of Ashcroft's order doesn't say anything about end-of-life care, countered attorney Eli Stutzman. He represents a doctor and pharmacist who could be sanctioned under this order. Stutzman argued that the Attorney General presents physicians with a Hobson's choice between obeying Ashcroft or following the standards of medical care defined in state law. Judge Clifford Wallace, peering over reading glasses, pressed Stutzman. He said Ashcroft's order doesn't prevent Oregon doctors from using some sort of suicide machine or other potentially deadly drugs like insulin.
So it seems to me what your argument is, not that the Attorney General has prevented doctors from assisting in a suicide, but prevented doctors from using the drug of choice that they believe is best in assisting people with suicide.
Well, that is certainly true, the last part. But they're preventing doctors from practicing medicine in the states as the state has determined is appropriate.
Stutzman's client, Salem oncologist Peter Rasmussen, said Ashcroft is second-guessing his medical decisions. He says he could not in good conscience help a patient die with anything but powerful barbiturates, which are controlled substances.
Other techniques, other drugs, such as insulin that was suggested in the courtroom, would be very uncomfortable. People would go through a period of agitation and hallucination and confusion that does not represent good medical practice. So I don't think that's a reasonable option.
Rasmussen spoke to a clutch of reporters outside the federal courthouse in Portland, where a handful of supporters of the Death with Dignity Act gathered. The hearing also attracted opponents of the law, including Dr. Kenneth Stevens with the group Physicians for Compassionate Care.
As a physician, I don't consider assisted suicide as a legitimate medical purpose.
But inside the court, the judges spent more time discussing legal technicalities than the merits of the Oregon law. Attorneys in the case expect a decision this summer. Whatever the court decides, it could be appealed to a larger group of appellate judges or to the Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.